We're in Simen Tov Kuf Nun Sif Gimel. The Mechaber says, Kol Arba Tzomos Halalu Im Chalu Lios B'Shabes Nidachin La'achar Shabes. These four Tanesim, if any of them fall out on Shabbos, they are pushed off till Sunday instead. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason is because Akdume Pernus Olo Makdaminan. We don't move up any pain which we are going to experience. So it can't fall out on Shabbos. We can't fast on Shabbos, so we have a choice of moving it up to Friday or pushing it off to Sunday. So we push it off to Sunday because we want to make it later, if possible. The Mishnah Berurah also points out that when it says Kol, all the fasts, doesn't really mean all the fasts, because according to our calendar, none of the Aser B'Teves never falls out on Shabbos. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik is quoted as saying that if Aser B'Teves were to fall out on Shabbos, then we would fast. He says this in the name of the Bahag, that there would be a reason to fast. And Rav Chaim Soloveitchik explains the opinion of the Bahag that if Aser B'Teves were to fall out on Shabbos, we would fast even though all the other Ta'anesim we push off to Sunday. Because if it's not possible to push it off, then for sure you're allowed to fast on Shabbos. Just all the other fasts, they are scheduled as a fast in the month. And therefore, since it is a fast which is fasted for that month, we're able to push it off if we need to. However, when it comes to Aser B'Teves, the Pasuk in Yecheskel states specifically that it happened on that day of Aser B'Teves, and therefore we're not able to push it off even if it falls out on Shabbos. So it doesn't really happen anyway, but it just shows the importance of Aser B'Teves, which is scheduled specifically for that date. The Mechaber, the Rama adds, V'im chalu b'erev Shabbos, if the fasts fall out on Erev Shabbos, which Mishnah Berurah points out can only happen for Aser B'Teves, then we lay in Vayichal at Shacharis and at Mincha. If there's a wedding on that day, then we daven Mincha, we read Vayichal, and then we have the Chuppah. The post can discuss it's how could it be that there'd be a wedding on a Tainis. So we already know that in our time it wouldn't be possible because of the music and the eating, etc. And we discussed whether it's okay to have it the night before the Chasana, the night before the Tainis, we discussed that yesterday, but that is what the Ramah says, that if there is a chuppah on the day of the Tainis, then you would lay in a mincha first and then have the chuppah, because they always used to have their chasanas on Erev Shabbos. Even though we lay in Vayichal, we do not, says Mishnah Berurah, we do not say vidui or tachnun at mincha, because it is Erev Shabbos, even though we are laying for the Tainis. The Mechaber writes in Sif Dala, B'Shabbos Kodem Latzom, Machris Shliach Tzibur Hatzom. The Shabbos where one is going to fast during that week, so on the Shabbos beforehand, the Shliach Tzibur announces that it is the fast that week, Chutz Mitisha B'Av Vitzom Kippur Vitzom Purim, except for Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur and Tainis Esther, but the other Tainis, and we announce that we are going to fast, Minhag Ashkenazim Shalach Shemecha Mehem, but the Minhag of Ashkenazim is not to announce it. When the month of Av begins, we need to limit our happiness, our joy. The Mishnah Berurah quotes Magen Avraham, who says that this means there should be no simcha whatsoever, because how else would we be able to decide how much to be mema'it? This quoting from Tosos in the first paragraph of Megillah. However, the Shaar HaTzion quotes from Atosos in Yevamos, who disagrees and says that we do not need to get rid of Simcha entirely. Rather, you just need to limit. Just as when he says, Mema'i b'masa umatan, means you should just do differently, business differently than you normally do. So too, Mematan b'Simcha would mean to just do it differently, but not that you need to get rid of Simcha entirely. So Machlokes, what it would mean to be Mema'i b'Simcha, but we know that for Av, we need to be Mema'i b'Simcha. And therefore, Bar Yisrael d'Isli Dina b'Hadei Nachri, l'shtamit minei d'Riyah Mazali. Therefore, if you have a case in court where you are going up against a non-Jew, you should push it off, not have it during this time, because it is a bad time for the Jews. The Mishnah Berurah says that this means one should push it off until after Rosh Chodesh Elul, meaning the entire Av is a time where we are Mema'i b'Simcha, and therefore you should get rid of the din which exists during Av. However, if that's not possible, at least push it off until after Tisha B'Av.